long-term plan is writing as my manager, as, you know, should anyone ever get to have to want to talk to that person on the phone, is that they quit because I am insufferable and they actually have to talk to me. That's my long-term plan.
Oh, interesting.
Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda. I'm a producer at Realm.
And my name is Kaylin, and I am an audio producer and director at Realm. Together, we help make the show you're about to hear called The Co-Founder. Stay tuned after the show for commentary from us, behind-the-scenes discussion about this episode, and also, we play a game.
Yes!
We play a game
called Curse Word or Kitchen Thing.
Stay tuned and see how she did. Here is episode 3 of The Co-Founder.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Valerie!
Why is he here? Is that champagne?
Toby has some great news.
I heard back from Colfax.
What? When? We didn't get anything at the fake Toby Johnson email account.
He called me just now, and he's giving Wiley $1 million to get off the ground.
What? Isn't that exciting?
Oh my God!
It worked!
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 3.
One million? God, that's like a joke number, not something we'd actually have in a bank account.
It worked. It actually worked. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
I know this whole thing was a gamble, but I guess, like, yeah, like, thank you for agreeing to do this.
I know I can make great things happen for Wiley. I'm so excited to work with you both.
Right. We'll work on getting you your $10,000 plus whatever this champagne costs. And hey, we'll even throw in that $200 for today's performance.
I mean, I'm involved now.
What are you talking about? You're not involved. You're not anything.
I want to give this a shot.
This has got to be a bad dream. This has got to be a bad dream. This isn't happening. There's no this. There's no shot. There's just me and Juliet. Oh my God, is that why you quit your barista job?
You quit your job?
This morning.
How'd you know that?
Does it matter?
I just believed so much in your company, I took a leap of faith.
Toby, don't get me wrong. We appreciate the help, but...
I know this is unconventional.
Unconventional? What do you mean?
Rex believes that I'm an integral part of the company.
You want to be a part of the company? Like a full-time employee?
Juliet, I already am a part of the company. Think about it. How can this possibly work without me now? I can't just disappear.
Agree to disagree, pal. What are you bringing to the table besides, what is this, sparkling wine?
I know you don't like me, Valerie, but Rex and I have a relationship now. That's what I bring to the table, and it's worth $1 million. If I just go away, what will happen?
We already decided this. You were going to have a family emergency.
He'll doubt our commitment if I pull an excuse like that. I can help. I'm good at this. Maybe a slower transition is better to make sure nothing messes this up for you guys. Ladies, I mean, women. For Wiley.
For Wiley? Forcing your way into our company that you know nothing about is not for Wiley. It's for you. And no fucking way I'm gonna forget that.
Does this mean I'm in?
I don't think we really have a choice.
I don't want you to feel like that.
We always have a choice, Jules.
Look, it's a 10-minute conversation with Toby that secured the money. The Colfaxes might pull out if he leaves. I'm not ready to give up on Wiley just when we get the money we've been working our butts off to get.
Okay, but you're just gonna help us out because you're a nice guy?
Ugh, no. So-called nice guys are the worst guys. I get to make some connections, play the role of a lifetime, but it could also help you two out and exit when the time is right. It could be a win-win for us.
You're around for now.
Right. Excellent. For now, I think the best course of action is everyone gets some sleep. Tomorrow, we can talk over what we're going to do moving forward.
If I killed you right now, I think it would be considered a crime of passion.
Take it easy, Val.
The power of three, like Han Solo, Leia, and Chewbacca.
Wait, am I supposed to be the Chewbacca in this scenario? I'm not even a human being. Let me guess. Juliet is Princess Leia.
General. General Leia Organa.
Yes, General, I am at your service. We're gonna take Wiley to the next level, don't you see? It's gonna be great. See you tomorrow.
So Valerie is the risk taker. She's a problem solver. She executes quickly. God, I really love that about her. She just takes charge and makes things happen. Anyway. You know the whole tech ethos, build fast and break things? Well, she definitely broke it. But her heart was in the right place. She did it for Juliet, for Wiley. But it started to backfire. Of course, Val thought she could fix it. Except by now, Juliet had her own ideas on how to make this right.
What the fuck was that? What are we gonna do? Oh my God, he's trying to—
Val, hold on. I know there's a lot to process, but oh my God, after years of all of our hard work, Wiley finally has seed money. We haven't even celebrated yet. So what if Toby wants to hang around? We earned what we got.
I'm supposed to celebrate the fact that we just handed over $1 million to your fucking barista boyfriend? Wait, he's not even a barista anymore. Don't you think that's sketchy?
Whoa, he is not my boyfriend.
Not yet, thank God. Maybe there's still time for you to see him like he really is before you sit on his face.
Did you ever think that maybe I do know Toby? I certainly know him better than you.
Do you? Seems to me like this could have been his plan all along. You spent months telling him about Wiley, and he charmed you with that sweet dumb guy act so he could weasel his way into the company. CEO with benefits.
That's a really crappy thing to say to your best friend. The only way a guy could be interested in me is because he wants to weasel his way into my company?
No, of course not. No, I didn't mean to even imply that in the tiniest way. No, you're so cute. There are miniature puppies somewhere going like, that bitch is too cute, and you're literally the smartest woman I know, and you're powerful in your own way. And how long am I gonna have to backtrack here?
You may stop. Look, the situation with Toby could be worse.
What's possibly worse?
We could have not gotten the money at all, but we did. This is only a temporary situation, and he believes in us.
Unfortunately, the us he believes in includes him.
Listen to me, Val. Yes, I did tell him about Wiley, but long before there was anything in it for him, and there was nothing for him to weasel in on. He listened to me whine about the codes and technical.
You shared Wiley code with Toby Johnson? Your genius code that's better than what anyone else in Silicon Valley is writing?
Not enough to matter. We've already established that I'm the smartest woman you know, okay?
Well, book smart.
Smart, smart. And Toby Johnson is just this actor dude from LA who's never had a coding lesson in his life. He's not one of the Patagonia bros. He's just a regular guy. He's also very, very hot.
I'm gonna keep my eye on him. For Wiley's sake and yours.
Look, I can take care of myself. And remember, Toby didn't scheme his way into any of this. We invited him in. He's not plotting to defraud us. We're supposed to be celebrating, Val. Here, let's...
Don't drink that. It's blood champagne.
I'm going to celebrate $1 million, whether you like it or not. Wiley has $1 million. Can we just be happy that we got the money? Can we do this, Val? Because if not, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. Give me that. I told you I'd make our dreams come true, and I'll get it done. We'll assume Toby genuinely wants to be involved with Wiley.
Great. Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Val.
You're welcome, little Jules. May the sex be with you.
To Wiley.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I hear your drunken southern drawl has come out. Does this mean the date went terribly?
Oh, she likes cat toys but doesn't like cats. So that's how the date went. I found myself another date at Freddy's. We made out. Fair outcome. Wait a minute. I see a bottle of bubbly.
It was terrible, and I drank every last drop.
What are we celebrating or drowning our sorrows about?
Did that Toby guy hurt Juliet's feelings? No. What makes you say that?
Where is Jules?
In bed. It's past midnight.
Okay. So I ran into Toby this afternoon. It was around 1 p.m. and he said he was on his break. But we were a mile away from the cafe. And he was on a super shady phone call in Russian.
Sus. Totes sus. Yeah, I doubt he's a government spy. Must be corporate espionage.
Oligarchs are gonna oligarch.
This Toby asshole has totally muscled his way into the company.
Wait, you got the funding? Congratulations!
Thanks. I wish murderous feelings didn't come along with it. You said you saw him at 1 p.m., which was a few hours after the meeting with Colfax and way before Toby arrived at our apartment to tell us the good news.
Sketch.
Super sketch. He quit his barista job this morning.
But he pretended he still had it when I ran into him.
Oh, what did that shady roach get up to? I told Jules we couldn't trust him.
Why are you smiling like that?
Well, because I may have just gotten a brilliant idea.
Uh-oh. A drunk idea is what got you in this mess.
I'm sober enough. Trust me, this is good. This is good.
Grandma. Hi, it's Juliet.
Oh, hey, baby. What's going on?
I have some good news. Wiley got the funding. $1 million.
What now?
Wiley, my company, it's funded. An investor gave us $1 million.
Oh, hallelujah. I can't wait to brag about my grandbaby at Sunday service. Ooh, Sister McIntyre's face is gonna crack. Congratulations, baby. Ooh, what happens now?
We start hiring people and developing the platform. Oh, and we rent new offices. Oh,
I'm so happy for you. Yes.
Thanks, Grandma.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm just here cooking. And my grandbaby called to tell me that she made $1 million. Don't forget who bought you your first book.
I won't. I got you, Graham.
Don't tell your cousins I said this, but you always were the smartest. You're our biggest hope.
Thanks, Grandma.
Listen, I won't keep you. Valerie's got a whole schedule planned out for us now, so I've got to go get in there. You know how she is.
Oh, I know. Don't let that girl boss you around too much, you hear? How is she anyway?
She's good. Yeah, really thrilled about the news.
You know I love her like she's my own granddaughter, but I never liked the idea of you two going into business together. Money changes people. Now, don't get too smart. It's true. And $1 million is a lot of money.
I know.
Honey, you all right?
Yeah, of course. I just have a lot of stuff I gotta take care of.
Okay. You know you can talk to me about anything. Don't you, Juliet?
Of course I know.
Okay, then. Juliet, I am so proud of you. And I'm going to try to get your grandpa to take a picture of Sister McIntyre's cracked face when I tell her about $1 million.
I love your petty streak.
Oh, thank you. Oh, baby, love you. Bye now.
$1 million is a lot of money.
Hey, everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. And they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you, too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
See, Juliet's a problem solver too. She just has a different methodology. She calls her grandma for advice. She's the type to get buried in lines of code for hours without looking up, because she's analytical and thoughtful and needs to hear herself think. Remember, this wasn't her plan, but she got on board for Val, for Wiley. And the prospect of funding meant freedom. So why not take the money? Build this thing finally, their way. But this is where the collaboration starts to go sideways, pear-shaped, belly up. Case in point, Valerie's new plan to push Toby out.
Hey, Val, just heard the news about Wiley. Congrats! Toby sounds like a keeper. It's nice to hear good things happening. You deserve it.
Aha! It's working! Thanks for the message. Toby is amazing. Juliet discovered him. I can't believe we snatched him up before someone else. Can't wait for you to meet him, but don't steal him from us. Ugh, vomit.
Morning, Valerie.
Coffee.
Reyna, you got us. Yes, please. Thank you. Class today?
I'm not taking any full-time classes this semester. Got a list of readings to do.
I seriously can't keep track of your life. You know, you have the most university degrees of anyone I know, but I still have no idea how you make a living, right?
That's because it's wildly uninteresting. What do you have going on today, Ms. Million Dollars?
Some interviews, a review of our partnership strategy, and I think I have to hire a law firm now.
Sexy, in case you get sued?
It's when you know we've made it.
Any thoughts on Operation Oust Comrade Toby?
Actually...
Good morning, ladies.
She's wearing her ass-hugging jeans and tight Baby Yoda tee. Your lawyer should specialize in sexual harassment.
What are you guys talking about?
Just that I still can't get over this. Wiley is happening. I'm so happy for you guys.
Right? I'm so excited, but a little overwhelmed.
I bet. Valerie was just telling me about all these staffing interviews she had lined up and...
Wait,
like,
all these interviews? Val, are you hiring people already? Hey, I thought we agreed to take it slow. I know Toby got a line of credit really fast, but...
Almost immediately.
All I'm saying is that we should scale up slowly.
Yeah, but we also have to show results. You know, I just need a little marketing help, maybe a part-time accountant to counterbalance the sentient vanilla ice cream we're calling our co-founder. I vow to hire the most kick-ass people I can find.
Very funny. Speaking of Toby, I'm meeting him to go over a few things.
Use protection.
Shut up.
Where are you two meeting?
Ground Zero.
Where?
It's a distastefully named espresso bar. Great pour-overs, though.
Okay, have fun.
Not too much fun.
Don't worry about me. You just keep from going overboard with the new hires.
Co-founder, overboard! Mayday, mayday! Just kidding. I'll take care of everything. See you later, bestie.
Oh, God. Sorry. I didn't mean to start a thing.
No, it's not your fault. It's just growing pains. You know, I'm eager to get us staffed up, and she wants to train Toby. Isn't she, like, a bazillion times too good for him?
Absolutely.
I wish she could see that.
But he's lying to her. I know you don't want to say anything, but maybe we could...
No, we can't. Not yet. What would it even do to her self-esteem if I accused her crush of company sabotage? No, just let me wait till I have proof in my hand. But on the flip side, the Wiley post already has like 913 likes, 67 comments, and 343 shares.
Damn!
Look at this.
LOL, two chicks making a gaming app?
What? No, that's a troll. The comment from Derek LaPena.
Great talent at Wiley. These girls know how to pick 'em.
Valerie, why am I reading this?
Okay, Derek's a friend from college, a headhunter, no, talent recruiter. And you, dearest Reyna, are about to bear witness to the beginnings of my master plan.
Hello?
Hey, bonjour. Checking out on the game plan. I think,
Did it work? This is Toby's voicemail. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Ha, Tobes. Major psych out. You got me. Don't mind the bats. I'm in Brazil gathering some ethically sourced guano for my new topiary. So I was saying, what's the status here? Because I'm really feeling Wiley's vibe, you know? So get in and stay in until I have further instructions. This could be a great investment op. And since you owe me an insane amount of money, this needs to be your way to make good or else. Okay, great. Grind it, Tubbs. Chill, buds, chill. I'm just gonna sneak over. There we go. Oh man, wiping out in back one was the worst.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin West. I'm a producer at Realm, and I am here with my coworker, Rhoda, to talk to you about episode 3 of The Co-Founder. Hi, Rhoda.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I prepared a special thing for this episode.
Okay.
In honor of our amazing love interest, Toby, learning to speak Russian, I have a few friends from Russia who helped me work on this game that I lovingly call curse word or kitchen thing that I am going to play with you, where you, who do not speak Russian, get to decide whether or not my friend Maria,
okay,
who is a very talented producer and artist herself, is actually saying a curse word or a kitchen thing,
okay,
in Russian. What do you think?
I'm in.
All right,
I'm so in.
I love that. Okay, cool. So let's go to our first word, Rhoda. Is this a curse word or a kitchen thing?
Говно.
What do you think?
I think it's a kitchen thing.
I am sorry to say that is a curse word.
Oh my God.
That is shit.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
So 0-1. It's okay. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Let's go number 2. Curse word or kitchen thing. Maria, take it away.
Духовка.
Could you see someone yelling that at someone in traffic?
Always, right? So I'm going to maintain the kitchen thing. Kitchen gadget.
That is a kitchen gadget.
What is it?
That is an oven.
No,
okay.
My God.
Congratulations. We've got one. Okay, great. Let's go to number 3.
Sir.
Ooh. I'm going to go with curse word because there's something swift about it.
That is cheese. That is not a curse word. That is a cheese. Okay, so. All right, let's go on to 4.
Член.
Curse word.
Yes, that is dick.
Whoa.
Yeah, which sounds actually very, like, beautiful. I don't know. It's kind of a beautiful curse word.
Mm-hmm.
There's a flow to it.
Yeah, there is a flow to it. You know what I mean? It's not, doesn't, yeah.
All right, next one.
Suka.
Mm. Kitchen thing.
No, that is a curse word.
Ooh, what is it?
That is bitch. That's damn. The B word. I think there's some consonants in there that feel good.
Yeah. But I'd be curious to know, too, if it's, I've read that there's like kind of certain things that you ascribe to humans versus animals, you know?
Right. Like, is it the other
like version? How derogatory?
Right. How derogatory?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty derogatory. I was like, Maria, give me all the curse words, okay? All right, let's go to the next one.
Bleh.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to go with curse word.
Yeah, it's a curse word. That's the F word.
Damn.
All right, let's keep going. Next one.
Durchschlag.
This one's my personal favorite, and I think,
this is
the end. This is the last one.
Okay.
So,
kitchen thing.
Yes.
What is it?
That is a strainer. That is a strainer. But that was my personal favorite. That was actually her suggestion, so.
It is musical. Do you know what I mean? It's like that kind of the double, triple consonant, like, flow at the beginning. You know what I mean?
I do know.
It's so good.
Some languages, they do sound more aggressive than others. It's someone who doesn't speak multiple languages. I'm also very bad at guessing if it's a curse word or a kitchen.
Well, how did I do? Thing. What was my score?
I didn't keep track.
Oh. I didn't do well, I don't think.
Yes, it was a fun game, Rhoda, but you still won in my book.
So shady ass Toby. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he is not only a himbo, but he is a bad actor, which I think is maybe worse than just dating an actor, dating someone who is bad at acting.
Well, there's another level of that is if they were bad and thought that they were good, which he might think that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Toby does seem, because like the whole thing that, you know, we've established what the script is, kind of the mediocrity of like Toby and how he just like kind of breezes through life being like a young white man.
Yeah.
And it'll only get easier for him the older he gets, right? Because then he attains more gravitas, you know?
Right. Yeah. The mediocrity is high.
Yeah.
with Toby. I get the hint at maybe something shady going on. I mean, you got to trust your gut with people sometimes, you know?
Right. But the point is that like when we talk about intuition and stuff, it's like Juliet doesn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas like Val.
Or
Val,
backbone.
Yeah. And Val does have an intuition, but she's like too much of a bulldozer, right?
She steamrolls.
And Reyna has an intuition, but she is like kind of our stoner oracle, like still kind of trying to pull together all of the pieces of information to like, I don't even know if Reyna would have phrased it like this. It's not like she's like cautiously trying to information gather. It's more, she has enough experience with men in power to like kind of like have this intuition about it and kind of suss it out, I guess. You know what I mean?
I think she's like very street smart to me, is the feeling I get with Reyna.
Yeah. And I thought that there was something, you know, it seems trivial, but like there was something so powerful about putting Reyna and Val together in that scene, and you're just like, it's like part gossip, part shit talky, but then also there's like a real actual concern for Juliet and what she's doing, you know, and also obviously the company, right?
Yeah.
Like what is happening. I mean, it's I think it was a wild plan. That was Valerie's plan. And so much of what Valerie's reacting to when she overreacts, like at this stage, it's because like she knows that she is responsible for putting this plan in motion.
Yeah.
You know? And what did she think was going to happen? I think is really a thing that I would like to ask her, because they secured the money and then they were going to tell Rex that Toby had a family emergency and then he was just going to go like that. That wasn't. Did she think
and
that
he was
going to
peace out?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there was no long-term plan.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I appreciate her because she's so quick. you know, but this was definitely a reactive kind of drunk thing to.
Right. Yeah. Like my long term plan is writing as my manager, as, you know, should anyone ever get to have to want to talk to that person on the phone, is that they quit because I am insufferable and they actually have to talk to me. That's my long term plan.
Oh, interesting. So did you want like you would rather cultivate the diva?
I cultivate the diva. I'm not that person, but if anyone asks, yes.
I'm into this.
Yeah, it's powerful to lie.
Yeah. No, I had this conversation with a friend where we were talking about J-Lo, who I'm like personally a fan of, you know?
Yeah, and, same.
You know, this woman who we're talking to, she's just like, she just kind of seems like a bitch. And then my other friend was like, is that a bad thing?
It's not. That's the thing, is like, it's funny. It's not. I mean, we talk so often about, you know, I say we, like we've talked about it, mm-hmm. but I feel like this is something we all know, which is like, if you are a powerful woman, you are considered to be a bitch, right? Instead of powerful or assertive. There's such a fine line there. Mm-hmm. And like, I would rather someone think I am difficult to work with than think they can walk all over me.
Right. Yeah, because it's that dichotomy for some reason, right?
Yeah, because some reason there is no middle ground, right? Mm-hmm. Not that for the record, I have never actively lied about like having a manager, like, you know, like, that I've fired, right? Like, never had to do that. But I'm just saying, like, it's, but it's like, it's funny that sometimes it feels like there's no in between. You know, it's just the world, the circumstance under which we exist, which is you're either too assertive and hard to work with, or you get taken advantage of. It's just a shame that that's the reality of it. So anyway, so nice to be sad with you about the realities of the world. Rhoda, my coworker, thank you so much for playing Curse Word or Kitchen Thing. It's been so great. Thank you so much for listening to Revel. We will see you next time for episode 4.
Bye, everyone.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with your friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited at realm.fm or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also find more shows like this one by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi, featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Kaylin West. You're listening to Revel, the co-founder. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Monsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Osadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson.